Well, speaking of advice, this past weekend I moderated a panel for the Boston College School of Law Class of 1977 reunion entitled Advice for the Next President, and we leave you with some of it. Peter Krause, Assistant Professor of Political Science at Boston College, you have the ear of the new president. What do you tell them?
I think there's a tendency, both from President Obama and Mitt Romney in his speeches, to kind of kick the can down the road regarding a number of issues in the Middle East, Israeli-Palestinian negotiations, policies regarding the Arab Spring, and I think that ultimately that's not the way to go. There are developments on the ground, demographic developments, economic developments, etc., that are happening whether the U.S. does something or not. So at the end of the day, if we decide, look, we want to pivot to Asia or we want to pull the troops home and not be as involved in the Middle East, that's fine. But that needs to be a clear decision that's thought out in the context of talking to the American people, as opposed to what we're currently doing, which is avoiding these problems simply because there's no great options, there's just the least bad option. But at the end of the day, that's going to lead us to even more difficult circumstances down the road if we don't address these issues now, even if at the end of the day we address them by deciding this isn't our fight and we don't want to get involved.
Dick Trash, professor of economics at Boston College, you've got the ear of the next president. What would you tell him?
I would say go after jobs right now, not after the deficit, until the economy is well on track and humming along. What we need to do, if I could pick one policy, would be a couple $100 billion of aid to the state and local governments so that they could hire back the teachers and other people, firefighters and so on, that they had to let go. That would lower the unemployment rate right away and get the economy moving again.
And it's not as if, as an economist, you're not worried about the deficit.
Yeah, it's a matter of timing. Economists care very much about the deficit. It's not sustainable, and we eventually have to do something about it. But worry about the jobs first.
Brian Galley, professor of law at Boston College Law School. You have the ear of the next president. One of your expertise is in the area of taxes, but what would you tell the next president?
I would tell him to govern like it's his last term. That might be true for one of the people who is running for office right now. But the reason is because if you look historically, the leaders at the state level, at least, who've been able to get real fiscal reform done have been governors who are facing term limits. And I think incentives really matter.
So in other words, take risks?
That's right. Don't be politically timid. Don't fear the political blowback. I think that success is a political reward for your party, if not for you long term.
Boston College professors with advice for the next president. So, to paraphrase Sam Adams, let each citizen remember at the moment he is offering his vote that he is not making a compliment to please an individual. He is executing one of the most solemn trusts in human society. Have fun voting. Perhaps raise a Sam Adams as you remember his words. Here Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI. I'm Robin Young. Please join us again here and now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software. Find over 200 job openings at MathWorks.com.
PRI, Public Radio International.